Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, I mean, this situation that we're facing is evolving in every way, shape, and form, really almost on an hourly by hour, you know, hour by hour, minute by minute basis.
Correct. Right? It's crazy what's going on. Everybody's trying to figure things out, and it's going at such a fast pace so that when you try to give information to your audience and you try to make it as timely as possible, by the time you can get this stuff out, it might be a little bit dated.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there's been some big fiscal stimulus come out all around the world and in Canada here, and we're going to talk about that with Jamie Golombek in just a minute. I think it's important to note that that we are recording this on Friday morning.
Correct.
And I make a point of saying that just because who knows what's going to change between Friday morning and the time we can produce this and get it out on Saturday afternoon.
The government has announced some stuff. We haven't got all the details as of time of this recording, but I wanted just to, you know, make sure people understand that, you know, over the weekend things can change. And so we're giving this information to you based on our conversation with Jamie on Friday.
Jamie Golombek is the Managing Director of Tax and Estate Planning at CIBC Private Wealth Management, a regular recurring guest of our show. Jamie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
We've got lots to talk about. And as we noted at the sort of the top of the segment, it's constantly evolving, Jamie. So we're going to sort of draw on your on the best knowledge that you have and the most recent information, recognizing that things can change from Friday morning beyond that. So let's talk a little bit about the tax measures. So Canada's response to the COVID-19, and let's start on an individual basis. Some of the programs that have been put in place that we're aware of now to help individuals as they go through this.
Absolutely. Well, I think the most important one for most people is the Canada Emergency Response Benefit. And that was announced just a couple of days ago. And basically what that will do is provide Canadians who are eligible with $2,000 per month for up to 4 months. So that's 16 weeks, and that's for workers who lose their income as a result of COVID-19. So effectively, this would include people that don't qualify for EI because maybe they're self-employed or they don't have enough minimum hours. It includes contract workers. It includes people that are not being paid even if they're still employed. It includes anyone who's sick or taking care of someone who's sick. And it even includes working parents who have to stay home without pay to care for children who are sick or maybe because school has been closed. So wide stretch of people, $2,000 a month, retroactive to March the 15th for up to 4 months. And there'll be an online portal. So you will just, at the beginning of April, you'll log on, you'll register your information. Assuming that you qualify, you'll start getting those payments within 10 days. That's the primary source of income right now that the government has put into place.
And so when you said if you qualify, are you aware of what the qualification requirements are?
Yeah, you have to be over the age of 15 and you have to have had $5,000 of employment or self-employment income in the previous year. So if you meet those definitions and you're no longer receiving any employment income for a two-week period. So if someone's still paying you, even if they're not paying you very much, you're not going to qualify. You've got to have no employment income for a two-week period and have a minimum of $5,000 of employment income in the prior 12 months.
Now, Jamie, we at the time of this recording, there was an announcement made by the federal government. We don't have all the details at this point in time, but there is some headline information that you have. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, most of the changes that were announced today so far on Friday deal with the Canada Emergency business account for small businesses and the wage subsidy. So we don't have any new information yet on an individual basis, but the changes that were announced just today relate specifically to small business owners. One of them is to increase the wage subsidy from 10% up to 75%, backdated to March the 15th. And the second one is launching a Canada Emergency business account where banks will offer $40,000 loans guaranteed by the Government of Canada to qualifying businesses. They'll be interest-free for a year for certain businesses. Up to $10,000 will be forgivable. And they're going to make these things available and some minor changes to GST and HST and some imports. So we're waiting for all those details. Those should be out shortly.
And there are some deferral of payments. People may be concerned that there's tax deadlines coming and so forth. For the individual, there's been some changes on that. Can you give us some idea in regards to how tax payment and filing deadlines have changed?
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, you have now until June the 1st to file your personal tax return. That's a month later than April 30th. If you're self-employed or you and your spouse, you still have till June the 15th. And you also have, if you owe money, now very few people owe money. Most people get a refund. So if you get a refund, you're encouraged to file as soon as possible. But if you do owe money, you actually have until September the 1st to pay any balance owing on the 2019 tax return. In addition, if you regularly pay quarterly tax installments in March and June, et cetera, you can defer any installments that you are owing from now until the end of August. You could actually make those installment payments by September the 1st, and you will not be charged any interest or penalties on a late installment.
Is there any declaration you have to give? Is this automatic? Do people have to register for that? What's the process?
No,
do you know?
That's all automatic. So you don't have to do anything to do any of that. That's just all automatic. The only thing that you actually have to register for in April is the Canada Emergency Response Benefit. Some of the other benefits, like the special one-time payment for the GST HST credits, will be automatic. The increased Canada Child Benefit amount in May, if you've got children, that is also going to be automatic.
Good deal. Okay, that's good to know. The RIF minimums have changed, so anybody that is required to draw from their RIFs, I think this is an important change to understand for this year.
Absolutely. So normally speaking, as you all know, when you convert an RSP to a RIF, typically at age 71, there's a minimum amount that you have to take out each year after the year that you convert. So at age 72, that's generally around 5%. What they've now done is reduced the amounts for 2020 of the minimum required by 25%. So in fact, you only have to withdraw 75% of the normal percentages. These are all based on fair market value of the plans on January the 1st of the beginning of the year. And of course, we know that depending on how you've been invested, the financial markets have been somewhat devastated. And therefore, your RSP and certainly your RIF could be down significantly. And therefore, this is taking that into consideration and saying if you don't need the money, you now can withdraw 75% of the normal minimum amount from your RIF.
There has been some changes to how, say, trusts have to report and so on and so forth. So what expectations should Canadians have here for having accurate tax information to actually file, given that some of the reporting has been pushed back as well?
Yeah, I think most people by now have received all of their T3 slips. Technically, those are income from trusts, including mutual fund trusts. All the other T5s, everything else was due by the end of February. There are still situations where someone might be waiting for a T3. For all the main commercial mutual fund trusts, I would be hard-pressed to find a company that hasn't issued it already. Technically speaking, there may be some personal trusts or private trusts. Those trusts actually have until May the 1st to file their returns. So theoretically, if you're waiting, you may not get your slip for then. That could be a problem for some people, but most of the information is available online. I don't know of any major mutual fund company that has not already issued slips, either physically or electronically yet.
Okay, that's good news. Now, we have to take a quick break here, Jamie. I want to have you stick around if you can. We'll come back and we want to talk a little bit about the government's plan to help support small business, you know, aside from the wage subsidies, some of those programs. So stick around for that. Now, before we take a quick break, Faisal, in environments like this, and people are either approaching or living in retirement, we still have to get through these periods,
correct,
right? And structure and discipline becomes really important, certainly when we, and factoring in all the changes that happen. And we're going to talk about these.
There's a process on how to protect your income through every volatile time. There's a process on how to profit and protect in the markets through every market condition. And these are the conversations and the process that we're going to show to the attendees of our webinar. This is our first webinar. Normally, we have people get together in a room and we can kind of walk them through it. But we've now recorded webinar that we will have for them. And then we will answer live question and answers after. We would love for you to join. And that will be on Tuesday, April 21st, 7 p.m. online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register, and we will make sure you can get access to this session, and then we'll be opening up for question and answers live after that video. So again, on April 21st, 7 p.m., go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Well, if you're a small business owner or you know a small business owner, call them right now. Have them tune in after the break, because we're going to talk to Jamie about what programs are available to ensure that their businesses stay strong and are there for when we recover from this isolation. You're listening to 770 CHQR in More Than Money.